I am here out of necessity. I founded this foundation because there was a problem. My father passed away in 06. 2 years prior to that, my son's father was murdered here in Washington, D.C. That's trauma, not only for my son, but for myself. When he was becoming a young man, not having his important male figures to look up to call upon, questions about becoming a young African male, African-American male in America, how does that work? What do I need to do? We didn't have it. And I noticed we started having some issues. It was time to seek help. When it was time to look for someone who I felt I could trust and also my son could trust, it was like looking for a unicorn. And I called my best friend, who is the executive director of my foundation, the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation, Tracy Jenkins. And we started doing our own research, and it dawned on me the reason why we don't have many psychiatrists, not that we don't have them, that they're not easily accessible, is because we in the African American community, we don't deal with mental health issues. We don't even talk about it. We've been taught to pray our problems away. We've been demonized for coming out saying we have issues, and we have trust issues. I need the person sitting opposite from me when I go seek help for my mental to be culturally competent. And if you're not culturally competent, how can I trust you with my deepest secrets and with my vulnerability? So this foundation was founded, like I said, out of a necessity. I also, before becoming an actress, successful actress, I was a substitute teacher. I opted to teach special education children. When I got my credentials and I started to go out into the world and sub, I got sent to Crenshaw. And I thought I was going to a school for special needs kids. And when I got there, I was in a room full of all black young males labeled special ed. None of them were in wheelchairs. They could all speak. They could walk. They had all of their facilities. As I stayed in the school, I started talking to the young men. Of course, I started finding out that they were going home to parents, no parents being home. One kid was found walking along the train tracks, wandering, no parents at home. One kid was arrested for stealing, just merely wanted to eat, needed something to eat because there were no parents at home. At a 7-Eleven, he got caught stealing. Just things were not right with me. That sat with me and it bothered me because I'm raising a young black man. And when I proceeded to try and teach these young men, they believed this label that had been placed upon them. I'm special ed, Ms. Henson, I can't learn that. Another thing that bothered me was children normalizing shootouts. I got to school another day, and kids are grabbing me by the hand, and they're going, "Miss Henson, look, there was a shootout last night," pointing to the bullet holes in the walls of their school, laughing. We're expecting these children to come from traumatic experiences at home, and we're expecting them to go to school and learn, and it's just not fair. We can't give up on our kids, and I think that's where it starts. I think we implement mental illness or mental health as education in school. It needs to be a subject, just like sex education was, a physical education. We need to talk about it. The more we talk about it, the more people will feel like they can talk about it. I really don't know how to fix this problem. I just know that this suicide rate is rising. I just know the ages of the children that are committing suicide are getting younger and younger. It breaks my heart to know that 5-year-old children are contemplating life and death.
That one is tough for me. So I'm here to appeal to you because this is a national crisis. When I hear of kids going into bathrooms cutting themselves, you're supposed to feel safe at school. I'm here using my celebrity, using my voice to put a face to this because I also suffer from depression and anxiety. And if you're a human living in today's world, I don't know how you're not suffering in any way. I mean, if you turn on the news, that's PTSD right there. We need each other. This is me reaching across the table, trying to lend a helping hand in the best way I can. We have to save our children.